In all of New York City, Staten Island has the biggest problem with addiction and death by OxyContin. Daniel Donovan is the district attorney.
We did arrest a crew of people selling them out of an ice cream truck. We took down a gang of people dealing out of a local deli in which one of the people involved was a Port Authority police officer who was selling drugs in front of his child. That's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Against this backdrop, the DA recruited one-time Boston Celtics star Chris Herron to speak to vulnerable high school kids. He told of his descent into an addiction to OxyContin and heroin so severe that it ended his basketball career and once had him declared dead in the street. He told finally of living in a shell of a house, no electricity, everything sold, including wife's jewelry and kids' toys, to support his habit.
When I was 32 years old, I walked into a supermarket in Farver, Massachusetts, where I was the kid who scored 2,000 points, Rolling Stone, 60 Minutes, two documentaries, two books, a reality show. And I was tackled walking out the front door of a supermarket in my hometown because I had food tucked in my shirt for my daughter. 7 years earlier, I was making $500,000 playing basketball.
His message to the kids?
If you're in this assembly laughing, good luck. I laughed.
And on Staten Island, the kids weren't laughing. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. The applause for Chris Herron, a once-in-a-generation basketball talent, used to come on the basketball court. Now it's in high school auditoriums where he tells his hair-raising story of an addiction to OxyContin and heroin that destroyed his basketball career and nearly killed him. At Susan Wagner High School on Staten Island, he had the rapt attention of 700 kids.
I travel, and the commonly asked question is marijuana. Hey, Mr. Herron, what's up with marijuana? You think marijuana is a gateway drug? My answer to that, I've hung out with crackheads and heroin addicts for 10 years on street corners, and I never met one that said they started with crack and heroin. Every single crackhead, every single heroin addict you see on the corner sat in assemblies just like this, listening to people just like me tell their story, and they chose not to listen. I know that's a fact. So thank you for letting me tell my story.
At Susan Wagner High School, the kids listened, and in the days after Chris Herron's talk, 24 of them told counselors they needed help, admitting they had a problem with prescription drugs. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.